It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
And I think I'll start out.
I think I'll start out
eating my breakfast.
Eating my breakfast. You know, I was looking at the Arizona Farm Bureau commodities wheel that breaks down where what adds up to that $23.3 billion. When you add up all the greens, and these are just leafies, this isn't including broccoli, but cabbage, romaine lettuce, heart lettuce, leafy lettuce, and spinach, that's $720 million of that $23 billion. Pork and hogs, pig and hogs, that's $48 million of our $23 billion agricultural industry comes from that. And that led me to what you had just said, Patty, about going to Shriners next. You know, get out and support a local meat market. You've got the pork shop in Queen Creek that's phenomenal.
Yep. And the meat shop, too.
The meat shop off of
Buckeye.
Buckeye, yeah.
There's one right here next to the station, Hobie Meats.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to Shriners. And Shriners is where Baby K's Cajun Kitchen, I don't know if they still do, but when Grandma Baby K was running, they got all their andouille from Shriners. And when I ever make a gumbo anymore, I have to go get my andouille from Shriners. I make a special trip just so it tastes like what, you know, I expect my gumbo to taste like, just like Baby K's.
Yep. And, you know, Shriners is really, I mean, they have been here. I've lived in the Valley for 50 years. I don't remember Shriners, and they've never moved. They've never moved. So
you don't remember you don't remember their grand opening?
No, I don't remember their grand opening.
They've been here as long as we've been here, I believe. It's the mid-60s they were here.
Yeah.
So, good. There's lots of good meat markets, and Tucson's got a number of them as well. They were listed in an Arizona Highways article. Mm-hmm. One of them was picked for their sandwich, but it's also a meat shop off of, it's kind of on the north side of town, but it's led me to really, you know, I don't buy a lot of beef just because we raise our own.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have to find something, I really try and find those local butcher shops.
Yeah. Then, you know, we've had a lot more of these pop up. I mean, you've got Arcadia Meats as well. And then, you know, and then also the fish, you know, the fish shops that are coming up, like Nelson's.
Yes.
And then
there's another meat shop that just opened in Gilbert. I want to say it's off of Val Vista. I could have that wrong, but Yeah,
and you have Chula Seafood.
Yep.
I mean, there's it's great. I love having all the variety and seeing that happen. So,
and yet it gives you that feeling of you go to the meat shop to get your meat, then you go to a farmer's market to get your greens. You know, so the way we used to shop, supermarkets are convenient, but sometimes it's fun to get some things that you can't find anywhere else because you have to go to Shriners or wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So It's special, and I am very hungry for breakfast.
Boy, I'll tell you. You know, as the kids were growing up, we had four in high school at any one time. And Jennifer and I would always try and have a nice breakfast done before they left. And so when you're cooking for eight every morning, we kind of devised a meal named after a friend of ours, Joe. And Joe taught us on a camping trip how you could au gratin some potatoes, scramble some eggs, throw in some green onions, maybe even some chili peppers, and melt cheese. And it was like a breakfast omelet. We called it Joe Breakfast. And to this day, it's our go-to. We have everybody over the house Christmas morning, and we serve up platters and platters of this Joe Breakfast. But, I mean, you only got one pan dirty.
I think every family has to have one meal that they've named after themselves. We have Murphy Special, and basically all it is a goulash, but it is a Murphy Special. We don't eat it for breakfast. Maybe we could, but
I think the next time you make that, incorporate some greens into it and see how you can change it up by doing that.
Like some chili peppers?
No, like some spinach or some chard.
Well,
or
yeah, you can saute some spinach into that for sure.
Green onions.
We do. Yeah. We do green onions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of green onions. I don't think I've ever had an omelet that had too many green onions in it.
I love green onions.
And I have a story. I have a Farm Bureau story. I know a lot of kids that are going to be hungry after they get done early this morning, and I think the contest is still going. But, you know, our Arizona Young Farmer and Rancher program that the Arizona Farm Bureau hosts, well, out in Casa Grande, they're having a skeet shoot. It's a competition, And they started about 8 o'clock this morning. I'm not quite sure when they're going to get done. I think there's about, 50 to 80 competitors. They're obviously in teams. And I was just checking in with Christy Davis, who is our coordinator for our Young Farmers and Ranchers, and specifically last night. And she said, oh, yeah, by the time we get done with a skeet shoot, they've done this now for about 4 years in a row, and it's one of the ways that our young farmers and ranchers, speaking of that, because you mentioned your dad would go hunting, but so they have the skeet shoot competition. It's one of the ways that they raise money, and talk about a bunch of hungry kids after a competition. Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's completely sidetracked, but it's interesting you mentioned skeet shooting, because we actually have an interview that we're going to be playing in our Arizona Hour later this month.
Oh, cool.
We recorded previously with a skeet shooter in Prescott who's trying to qualify for the Olympics right now.
Awesome.
So, completely sidetracked.
No.
But azfb.org, you can sign up for your $60 a year membership, get plenty of Farm Bureau benefits, and support local agriculture.
Thank you, Romy. Thank you, Romero family.
Let's eat.
Let's eat.